This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth in Studio A with a special guest today to talk about the last event in the Pop-Up Vinyl Record Show series that's been happening at the Ordock Brewing Company. Many editions of those throughout the year of 2019, and this final one for the year begins November 7th. I'm joined by John Teichman, one of our fellow NMU folks here on campus. He's also in charge of the NMU Vinyl Record Club. Good to have you in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this is the last one of the year where you've got boxes of all kinds of goodies for music fans, film fans, book fans, all kinds of media. So tell us what's going to be happening at the beginning of November here.
Yeah, beginning on Thursday the 7th. And this will be a four-day event beginning on Thursday the 7th at the Ordock Brewing Company. We open up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be like 10,000 records, cassette tapes, CDs. It really is a pop-up record sale. Jeff Walker comes all the way up here from Detroit, Michigan. I bring all the material that I can gather from the local area, and we put together a great show for 4 days at the Ordock upstairs, and people are invited to really take their time and peruse and browse and just geek out with us with all this pop culture media.
So if somebody hasn't been to one of these vinyl record shows in the past, what could they expect to take part in when they walk into the community space?
Well, I mean, right from the door, you're going to see tables and tables of primarily vinyl records, but also cassette tapes, CDs, T-shirts, books, pop culture oddities, collectible toys, something for everybody. And really from ABBA to Zappa, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I had someone say to me today, goes, I'm looking for the Beatles. I'm looking for Frank Sinatra. I'm looking for Elvis Presley. And my answer is yes. All of those artists will be present at this event. So it's really a cornucopia of everything for everyone.
Perfect word to use in the month of November as well. You can get your Thanksgiving table arrangement sorted out if you want to have a vinyl themed Thanksgiving,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes.
So, but with this, anything that you're looking for, I've been to these events before, and you can ask either Jeff or John to help you find something that you're looking for. And the genres don't, you know, there's no walls to the genre necessarily.
Absolutely. And it is that, you know, that gift-giving season, you know. We're right on the cusp of gift-giving season. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for something for that hard-to-shop-for person, come on down. We'd be happy to help you. I always love to have a couple boxes full of Christmas records. It seems like every artist in the last 40 or 50 years made a Christmas record, and we have them on display. And then really everything from world music to a lot of the stuff that you play on your station. You know, I think the variety of music here is reflected in the selection we like to provide. We really like to curate a great mix of music from the last 40 to 50, maybe even, you know, 75 years. Mm-hmm. And the idea about it is it's a community event. Everybody is welcome. And whether you just want to come and talk and browse, or if you're really on the hunt for something, we'd love to see you there.
Excellent. And with that, too, you have folks that come out of, I mean, I guess we'll say the woodwork, or they come to from all corners of the UP and maybe farther to come to events like this, right?
Yeah, and I think that your station is a great partner in that in terms of getting the word out. So we really appreciate the support. But yes, people come from far and wide. People are also invited to bring. If you've got a box of records that you'd like to trade, that you'd like to unload, we'd love to see your record collection. That is also sort of a window into someone's musical legacy. It's a lot of fun to dig through people's records.
Conversation starter for sure.
Absolutely.
And now with these 4 days of the Pop-Up Vinyl Record Show, there are other events that are happening at the same time. There's usually, you know, music, live events, things like that. I believe there's something to do with the Superior Watershed Partnership, and there's different themed music nights too.
Yeah, the Superior Watershed event, they've got a musical guest and Dr. David Suzuki.
Yes.
From the Nature of Things?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, a guest speaker there. The event, the community space is fantastic at the Ordock, and this is our 6th year of doing events there. They are great about letting us use this space, but it also is multi-purpose space, so there's multiple events happening at the same time. So, I mean, you've got great, you know, country rock from Trailer Hitch. You've got the Queen City calendar release party. This is local artists that do themed monthly calendar pieces for the entire year, and they're going to be premiering it in conjunction with the same weekend. There's also the Revolve Conference.
Right, that's happening at the same time. I believe that's on the 8th.
Yeah.
That's happening in town too. So
you know, like, you know, these events all converge, and we love to see people stop by. Come and hang out with us, you know, dig through some records. Being that it's, you know, it's Thursday on the 7th from 4 until 11 p.m. and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from noon to close, you can come back and you can pick up where you left off and keep digging. And we'd love to have people come out.
And again, it's the four-day vinyl record show at the Ordock Brewing Company, the last one of the year, starting Thursday, November 7th, running from Thursday until Sunday. Anything else that you'd like to add about this particular show?
Well, we have an exciting development on Washington Street that's coming up soon. And it's going to be a more permanent location for people that like music and art and antiques. And so more to come on that
wow.
in the future.
All right.
A little teaser there.
Yep. Dropping the teaser at the very end. John Teichman, always a pleasure to have you in talking about all things records and all things music.
Thank you so much.